Now, therefore, they lifted him with reverence and bore him to Ethelbrandir. And Brandir, coming to meet them, wondered at the bier that they bore. Then, drawing back the coverlet, he looked on the face of Turin, son of Húrin, and a dark shadow fell on his heart. "O cruel men of Haleth," he cried, "why did you hold back death from this man? With great labour you have brought hither the last bane of our people." But the woodman said, "Hey, it is the Mormegil of Nargothrond, a mighty orc slayer, and he shall be a great help to us if he lives. And were it not so, should we leave a man woe-stricken to lie as carrion by the way?" "You should not, indeed," said Brandir. "Doom willed it not so." And he took Turin into his house and tended him with care. But when at last Turin shook off the darkness, spring was returning, and he awoke and saw sun on the green buds. Then the courage of the house of Hador awoke in him also, and he arose and said in his heart, "All my deeds and past days were dark and full of evil, but a new day is come. Here I will stay at peace and renounce name and kin, and so I will put my shadow behind me, or at the least not lay it upon those that I love." Therefore he took a new name, calling himself Turambar, which in the high elven speech signified Master of Doom. And he dwelt among the woodmen, and was loved by them, and he charged them to forget his name of old, and to count him as one born in Brethil. Yet, with the change of a name, he could not change wholly his temper, nor forget his old griefs against the servants of Morgoth. And he would go hunting the orcs with a few of the same mind, though this was displeasing to Brandir, for he hoped, rather, to preserve his people by silence and secrecy. "The Mormegil is no more," said he, "yet have a care lest the valour of Turambar bring a like vengeance on Brethil." Therefore Turambar laid his black sword by, and took it no more to battle, and wielded rather the bow and the spear. But he would not suffer the orcs to use the crossings of Teiglin, or draw near the mound where Finduilas was laid. Howth an Elith it was named, a mound of the elf maid, and soon the orcs learned to dread that place, and shunned it. And Dola said to Turambar, "You have renounced the name, but the black sword you are still. And does not rumour say truly that he was the son of Húrin of Dorlomin, lord of the house of Hador?" And Turambar answered, "So I have heard, but publish it not, I beg you, as you are my friend."